Just one more question. I know we can't predict the future, but just to kind of theorize, do you think that there's something that, like, at some point in the future, human technology will have developed so far that we will have actually be formed into sort of AI humans, sort of be that super intelligent life form you were talking about a moment ago that was not willing to recognize, like, what we are now? Do you think that is possible?
I certainly think, yes, it's possible. Again, as we've already discussed, nobody can really predict it, but I think it's possible. It's a little frightening, but it's also, the history of life, and this is one thing, there's this woman, a biologist, Lynn Margulis, who you might have read about in my book. She was one of the people that helped formulate the Gaia hypothesis, but she also, she was most famous for this theory called endosymbiosis, where she showed that the history of life, evolution of life, was a process of simple organisms coming together to form more complex organisms. So, like, the cells in your body are formed out of these simpler structures that at the beginning of life were independent cells, and then they form these more complex cells. And then we have multicellular life that's formed out of trillions and trillions of those cells, right? And then, so it's interesting to think that now we've developed this technology that's a separate thing, but in some ways it's also become part of us. We're merging. Again, here we are having this conversation with each other, you know, through this technology, and we're always interacting with our phones, and there's a way in which we already are merging with our technology, right? And then another level of that might be the kind of thing you're talking about, where we literally physically have this merger with the technology. And to some degree, we have that too, right? Like, I've got my eyeglasses here, you've got yours. You know, we're already, there are ways in which we don't even think about it, where we incorporate technology, or, you know, we take medicine, and, you know, there's technology that already is part of us, right? But will that happen with microprocessors in our brains and all that? You know, who knows? Some people think it will. And I do think it's possible. It's very hard to predict. When I think about the game changers, you know, I mentioned in the past, nobody could predict now because of game changers that nobody saw coming. When I think of the game changers in the next century that make it impossible to predict the world 100 years from now, the question you asked is probably like that biggest one, because we know that somehow the world's really going to be changed by artificial intelligence and by the interaction of humans and artificial intelligence. And a lot of people have interesting ideas about what that's going to look like, but honestly, I don't think anybody knows. It's one of these just game changers that's coming. We don't know what it's going to do. But, you know, I do have one hopeful thought about it, which is that there is a way I can see a sort of partnership of humans and intelligent machines actually improving our ability to manage our situation here on Earth. I don't know if it's going to go in that direction, but I can imagine it, because, I mean, you know, you think of, in terms of evolution of humanity, I think, you know, we're very good at acting in groups of a certain size, because we were hunter-gatherers for a long time, as these clans of maybe, you know, a few hundred people or whatever, in Africa, you know, roaming around together, hunting and gathering. And that's who we are biologically. And yet here we are now, we've created this world where we live in cities and we have countries, and we try to manage ourselves in groups of, you know, hundreds of millions of people, and we're trying to manage ourselves globally as billions of people, but we're not necessarily totally good at that. And that's one of our big challenges. And there are certain tasks that we need to handle on a global scale that we need to get better at. And again, I picture this sort of this web of satellites around the world, sending information around and collecting data, and you know, seeing where there's going to be a drought and where something's needed, or seeing where there's going to be some disaster. And, you know, one could imagine AI, if it was applied in the right way, really helping us manage ourselves globally. I've heard of this idea of, you know, drones that go out and monitor soil conditions and plant seeds where things are needed to help reverse deforestation. You can imagine a fleet of drones that plant trees where trees are needed and help to green the earth and are even sensing the right soil conditions and moisture. And, you know, you can imagine ways in which machine intelligence sort of partners with humans to make us better at managing this planet. There's all kinds of other things you can imagine, too. So I don't want to be too positive, you know, naive here, because there are darker scenarios, too. But there's certainly some important solutions I can imagine that could come out of that increasing merger between humans and artificial intelligence. And I guess it's like those other technologies we talked about earlier, you know, that all we can do is try to do the best we can to guide it and sort of push it in the right direction.